Mary, could you come and help me for a moment, please?
Okay, Dad. Just coming. What's the matter?
It's the computer, Mary. Every time I turn it on, there seems to be another problem.
Let's see. Looks okay to me, Dad. I'll just start the program. Yes, there you are. Nothing wrong.
Thanks, Mary. I really don't know how I'd use this machine at all without your help. You're so quick at everything.
Well, Dad, I've been able to use a computer since I was 4, so of course it's not difficult. It's easy to learn things when you're a child. It's like learning to ride a bike. Once you can do it, you never forget.
True. I've tried reading the instructions for the computer. They seem very confusing. You can probably understand them, but I certainly can't.
I don't find them easy to follow either. What they say is really unclear. The best way is to just sit down and use it.
That's my difficulty, I think. There just weren't any computers when I was young, so I haven't learned to use one properly. It's too late to learn now.
Don't be silly, Dad. There are lots of people of your age in computer classes.
Do you really think so?
Yes, really.
Right. I'll try and find a class in the evenings, or perhaps a weekend course. Could you help me finish this piece of work, though?
Of course. You know, talking about this has given me an idea for a special report I've got to do as part of my social studies class. I could find out when they started teaching computer skills in schools. I could start with England and then compare what happened here with what happened in other countries. What do you think?
Sounds interesting.